This is the Truth Network.
Coming to you from an entrenched barricade deep in the heart of Central North Carolina. Masculine Journey After Hours, a time to go deeper and be more transparent on the topic covered on this week's broadcast. So sit back and join us on this adventure. The Masculine Journey After Hours starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey. We're glad to have you with us today, and we are talking about our 2025 Word of the Year. Yes, we're finally on 2025. It seems like it took us a year to get there. I'm just kidding. But we are talking about 2025, and I'm excited about what this year brings for all of us in these words and how much we learn from each other. I mean, I've already learned from Robbie on what worship means in Hebrew, and I actually will retain that one, I think. That's good. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed that, so thank you, Robbie. And if you want to know what that was, you have to listen to the last show. That's what they call a teaser, I think, in radio. I don't know if that's what they call it, but that's what I call it. So anyway, we're going to get going on our words this year. And Andy, you have the first clip.
I do. So I went over in the last show, my word for 2024 was teacher taught, either learning or teaching somebody else. And I feel like this word, I felt like through the whole year, I did a lot of, I mean, I went through Psalms three times, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to do that, just to really, the Psalms are just an echo of the heart of the psalmist, and I just wanted to kind of just marinate in it. That's the first time I've ever read the same book all through the year, three times or whatever. And but I feel like sometimes I don't always take the time. I'm receiving a lot from the Word there, but I don't take time to listen to God, not through His Word, but more specifically for, you know, whatever direction He has for me and stuff. And
you don't take time to digest it. You're
I don't
eating it and pass it on. What,
something like that. But well, that's the written Word, and that's more just what's there. And a lot of people think that the only way you can hear from God is through the Word. And I think that's predominantly how He speaks. There's a lot He says in there that we don't have to get. But there's specific things in our life, what we've talked about many times, where God wants to give us direction that's not necessarily in the Word specifically for that situation. Whatever you hear is never going to violate what the written Word says. But anyway, I just got the word listen. And I just tried to think of some good examples of that in movies. And I kept coming back to Hacksaw Ridge. And it's where Desmond Doss, who was a conscientious objector and did not want to use a weapon in war, he ended up getting his way, and it was a hard way to be able to do that, but he ended up just being a medic to save lives, but he didn't carry a gun in the battle. And he's up on the ridge where they're just getting really destroyed by the enemy, his unit, and you hear in this clip, you'll hear a lot of the chaos of war, and you'll want to just check out and be bored with it. But I feel like it's really similar to what we face on a daily basis of all the stuff that we get attacks from, and things will go silent. And it's really what I want to point out of where he asked to hear from God, or I can't hear you. He's identifying that, and then he gets his direction from God. That's at the very far end of this clip. But let it make the point to you when you're I was going to say, close your eyes. Don't close your eyes of your spirit. But listen to this and just think about all that you hear and the chaos of your day and how it comes along and how hard it is sometimes to hear God. But then the benefit of it, and I'll talk about that when we come back, the benefit of it is the fruit that God wants out of his life. But let's listen to the clip again. There's a lot of dead silence in there, but just try to apply it to your life of what's going on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, before you play the clip, I would encourage you, if you don't know what Andy's talking about, just try to pray uninterrupted with your thoughts.
Right.
Right, or from the phone or something else. So we'll go ahead.
Well, the other thing that's a bit confusing is there's no dead silence.
No,
because
right.
What you're going to hear is music and war and all sorts of things. But the neat thing is, like Danny said, if you're not driving, close your eyes and just concentrate on what it would be like to experience all that at the same point in time. You know, how cool would it be if all of a sudden my heart turned to God rather than putting my attention on all the bombs that are blowing off all over him?
Yep. Here you go.
Go help the paint. No, don't you do that. Come on. Come on, Smitty, you stay with me. Let's go, we gotta move.
So you just hear that. What do you want from me? I don't understand. I can't hear you. And that's the way life can be sometimes, is and it's all of that. And sometimes we're just too busy and just don't want to hear. We want to do what we want to do. But, you know, that's just powerful that just that he was so used to hearing from God, but there in the battle, he couldn't hear him. And I don't know if you picked it up. I think I just picked up on it. I think it's probably obvious to everybody else. But when he said all right is when he heard the screams of the other people that needed help. And that motivated him. Okay, you're talking to me through these guys. And, you know, I just want my life to be like that. I want to be listening to God for whatever he has in my mission. But, you know, those things are for intimacy. I want to hear from him just to have that intimacy with him, not to have a mission or whatever, but that's part of it as well. What do you want me to do, God? I don't understand, but what do you want me to do? So anyway, I think it was the perfect clip to start the year. So
yeah, and there are times that, you know, we do hear from God, but it's usually when we can quiet ourselves. Yeah. And in his situation, it's kind of hard to quiet himself.
Right, for sure.
You know, with bullets flying over him. And,
right.
And so it's usually in those times, a lot of times we'll hear from God through others.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and I think that's exactly right, what you were saying in that clip. So it's good.
Thanks.
Well, Danny, we broke your streak. You know, you had
you
the streak
of, all over the place.
Yeah, you had the number one slot in either the first show or second show, and you just slipped.
Well, I have faith in God's word of the year for me.
Yeah,
and there'll be restoration into my spot again.
Yeah, yeah. I think you missed a word. It was eventual.
Eventual, yeah. Eternal.
Someday
restoration.
Maybe someday.
You have the next clip, so if you want to tell us about it or not or whatever.
My word of the year is restoration or restore, and interesting how some of that has come about in some of the situations we are in life right now, and. But my clip comes from the series Picard, one of the Star Trek series. And the I thought there was a couple more Trekkies in here, but I found out when we were playing Eclipse that it wasn't. And the Siri trying to pay attention over here.
Okay.
So
apparently she's a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, evidently.
She knows what a Brevard is or whatever.
Yeah. The Borg.
Yeah.
Borg.
A Borg, yeah.
This scene is, there's a character in there, 7 of 9, and she was part of the Borg, and I'll have to explain who the Borg is, evidently. Is a race of people that are more robot than they are, and they're a collective. They're part human, part robot, and they're a collective. They can hear each other's thoughts. And
I thought they made transmission.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Borg Warner.
Yeah, it's Borg Warner. Okay. Yeah. you're getting close there.
I'm beginning to track that to some extent they were recreating Spock because they would think logically because they were computers.
Sort of, yeah. But
so they, little baby Harold's running
but
around.
But it was their way or the highway. Yeah. Yeah, so and just they just annihilated races. And so she was swept up into this when she was a child. And you fast forward through history, she was rescued after she got out of the Borg, and she still has some of the transplants and stuff, but she's been part of Starfleet and in and out in different series and everything. But in this one, she's part of a group that they hijacked a ship. And they basically rescued the galaxy, but they got potentially were in a bunch of trouble, and so you fast forward. This is toward the end of the series, and she's in an interchange with an admiral, and what's about to happen is she's about to resign her commission, but he has other things to share with her, and we can play the clip and we talk about it on the backside.
In light of their past and present service, the command crew of the USS Enterprise are receiving a full pardon for commandeering, better yet, hijacking this very ship with your help.
Clearly, my judgment, my instincts don't fall in line. And that is why I'm resigning from Starfleet.
This was sent to command prior to you setting course for the Wrighton system. Your officer review.
That leads me to First Officer Hanson. More accurately, 7 of 9. Now, I'm a relic of an older time. By the book. By God, the book is boring. Hanson is reckless. She's unrelenting. Doesn't give a damn about protocol or procedure. However, she is brave and loyal, and the book that she writes is going to be great. And the rules that she breaks, maybe they were broken to begin with. So, in light of that, I have a recommendation. Promotion to captain when we return to port.
Resignation denied. Captain.
That's a good clip, Danny. Maybe that should have went first.
Yeah, maybe so, but yeah, maybe someday.
Yeah.
I've watched that series. We've watched about every series they've ever put out. And but to watch that clip, when I think about Restoration, you know, here she sat, like many of us, that my time, talent, and treasure that I don't value at times, that I think is rebellious or whatever, and I'm about to resign my commission with God or whatever. And here comes God, if you will, to restore not only those things that the locusts have eaten and those things that we think have been squandered over time, and puts us in a new position that we didn't even think we were qualified for. And, you know, I don't know what this year is going to bestow, but I feel like God has kind of lead me toward the restoration is about people around me and not so much about me. Because, I mean, here sits a guy who, if God does nothing else in my life, I don't even know how to explain. I break into Robbie's worship. You know, I got far more than I deserve compared to what I traded for it, you know? And so, but I don't know what it's going to look like, but I just feel that in my spirit that, you know, it's going to be about the people around me, the situations around me. And I don't know what that's going to entail, but I know if God's in charge, it'll be an amazing journey. Mm-hmm. So
that's very good. So thank you. We do have one more clip we'll play here in a second, but before I do that, anyone else want to add anything on this topic while we're sitting here? Just looking around the room. Everybody's moving their head. No one's making any type. Okay, that'd be a no. All right, so I got that one. I'm excited for next week's show. I know this one's not over yet, but next week's show we have Word of the Year from a couple people that Michael has a Word of the Year that we'll be talking about next week, and Harold has a Word of the Year.
Jim will be back. Maybe with the Word of the Year.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, he's probably dug deep in the thesaurus for it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Yeah, he did. Go ahead, Art.
I've been working on a Word of the Year. You know, he was talking about when God speaks to us, and he often speaks to me when I'm here in this group with my brothers, and I think I'm about to come up with something, so I may have someone for you next week.
Well, I'm excited about that. You know, it's I know a lot of times we worry about our timeline, but our timeline doesn't really matter. It's God's timeline, you know. So if he gives it to you within the next week, that's great. If he gives it to you in March, we'll talk about it in March. And so, you know, don't let that feel pressure, but I'm excited about it. And maybe we'll get Rodney and Terry up here, not committing them to it, but just hoping we will to talk about a Word of the Year. They got a week to pray, so, you know, beyond that. Anyway, my Word of the Year is sonship. And I don't know why my initial response tends to be negative when I get the Word of the Year. You know, I'm definitely...
It's the Eeyore complex.
What's that?
It's the Eeyore complex.
It is.
We were talking about your pessimism last week, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, I am pessimistic sometimes, and it's just always... The thing that comes to mind is, oh, what's it going to require of me? Right? That's where I go first. You know, like last year with generosity, when I had that word, I'm like, God, you know I don't have a bunch of money. Why are you giving me this word? You going to break me? You know, I mean, I know he's not. And it ended up being just an amazing word and a great year of learning and stuff that I talked about on another show. And I know that's what he's going to do. Right? But the word sonship, you know, it makes me wonder, what's going to happen? I'm going to need to lean into him even more than I already do. You know, but I know it's a lot more than that. And I'm excited. You know, I went from that cautiousness into...
From dread to excitement.
Yeah. Dread to excitement is a quick trip. It used to take a little while. Now it doesn't take very long at all. It's usually within a few minutes. I'm like, okay, let's look at history. God, other than when I didn't do what I was supposed to do, God's always done what he's supposed to do. And even things that I had no idea he was going to do, which is the way it is with the Word of the Year every year. You know, Robbie's talked about this the best, that you know, you sit there at the beginning of the year thinking you know where it's going to go, and it doesn't go there.
That's only 3 seconds.
Yeah, it just goes quickly, right? I mean, you're like, oh, I know exactly what God's going to do with this word, and he just laughs. You know, and he may throw you a bone once in a while and say, hey, yeah, here's a little bit of what you were thinking you're going to do, but now let's do what I wanted to do, right? And so I'm excited to see what he does with the word sonship this year and not be as worried about it. But the clip that I have is from a movie that I've never seen. It's called Beautiful Boy, and it's about a father and a son. It's about a whole family, but primarily it's about a father and a son, and I've not seen the movie. I've read about it, and I've seen the trailer, and that's what I'm going to actually play. Is a trailer, but what we have is Steve Carell plays the father, and man, he just loves his son dearly, you know, and he's been telling him ever since he was little that he loves him more than anything, and we're going to hear that at the very end of the clip, and I'll talk more about that afterwards. You hear at the very end, I guess I'll talk about it now, you hear at the very end him saying, repeating everything as a little boy, and then repeating everything as a young man, right? That he's remembering his father's words. And so when that happens at the very end, that'll make sense to you. But what happens in the show is you got this father that incredibly just loves his son incredibly, but the son starts pulling away from him, and you learn that the son is battling drug addiction, that's what's going on. And so I'm going to go ahead and play the trailer and talk about a couple parts in it. But the things I want you to hear is a part at the end that I talked about, and also a part in the beginning when he says, "Dad, this isn't a cancer." When you hear those words, listen to what he says, because those are the two points and the reason I picked this clip. So we'll go ahead and play it.
My son has gone missing. Nicholas Sheff, S-H-E-F-F.
There's no one by that name, sir.
There are moments that I look at him, this kid that I raised, who I thought I knew inside and out, and I wonder who he is. I thought we were close. I thought we were closer than most fathers and sons. Why?
I felt better than I ever had, so I just kept on doing it.
This isn't us. This is not who we are. My son is out there somewhere, and I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how to help him.
You can't.
I don't feel like I have a disease. This isn't like cancer. This is my choice. I put myself here.
I failed.
I can't do it alone.
I need to find a way to fill this black hole in me. I still have a family. I want them to be proud of me.
What you have, you're gonna find it again. You're gonna get it back.
Do you know how much I love you? I love you more than everything.
Everything?
Everything. Everything.
Yeah, when he was talking about, you know, Dad, I don't have a disease. It's not like I have cancer. It's something I brought on myself. Yes, there's truth in that. But just like most things with the enemy, there's an element of truth in it or you wouldn't believe it, right? And that's where I find myself getting stuck a lot, is I'll misstep with something, right? And instead of turning to God in sonship like I should do, I feel like, well, I brought this on myself and I deserve it. So why should I go to God to bail me out? Because really, this is on me, right? And there's a big lie in that, because just as Steve Carell's character will do anything to help his son get healing and to help his son find life and to right the course that he's on, God's doing that even more with me and with you and with everyone else, right? And so to have that excuse, even though there's truth in it, of, yeah, this is my fault. Well, it can be your fault, but you don't have to stop there. You can lean into God and let him help you through that. Lean into your Heavenly Father. And that's really what spoke to me. And at the very end, you know, when you have the little kid, you know, the things that we tell our kids when they're little, as long as we keep telling them their whole life, they'll retain it, right? And so when he's telling his son when he's really little, I love you more than everything, right? And so the son repeats it, and then later on when you hear it again, the son's by himself, but he's remembering his dad's words. He's remembering, wow, I have a father that loves me more than everything. And the cool thing is, so do you.
Kind of like the prodigal son.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Danny has got us all on this Bible journey, going through the Bible in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
because I'm slow, that's why.
I'm glad. I love it. And he got us all in a chat, and you know, it was through the Bible app and all that, and it's you know, really, really been spectacular this morning. You know, to share the Bible, you know, with my friends, you know. Mm-hmm. And this morning we were supposed to read Psalm 1 and 2, right? And I'm pretty familiar with those psalms, mm-hmm. like we all are. And all of a sudden, it just blasted me. For whatever reason, the liturgical year, you know, last Sunday had to do with the baptism of Christ, and this Sunday has to do with being baptized into the same spirit that all believers are into the body of Christ, right? And so as I read those two psalms, I realized that the first psalm is baptizing you into the word. I mean, you know, the first psalm, you know, clearly you get the idea that he's meditating on the word, he's thinking about the word day and night. But the second psalm, you're being, and just like Jesus was baptized into the Word, right? You get the picture because the Word is water. But then what does Jesus do after he gets baptized? He goes out in the wilderness, right? For, for 40 days. And then what's happening is you're baptized into sonship. And that, listen to this psalm in a way I've never thought about it before, but especially for you, it's your word of the year. It, it says, because when you look at the fourth verse, it says the fifth verse, excuse me. I'll get it eventually. Sixth verse, he says, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill Zion. Well, that's you. You know, that's just like, you know, what's the movie we'll watch? Groundhog Day? Me, that's me. Okay, so I've set my king, we're all kings, right? I've set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree of the Lord. That's statute is that word, which has to do with a deep intimacy, deeper than David himself even understood. So he's saying that it was a hookum. It was a like you were united with God in a way of obedience. It's unbelievable. I will declare this hookum. The Lord has said to me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. That's you.
Mm-hmm. It's Psalm 2:7.
Right. Well, I started out with 2:6, but Psalm 2:7 went into that. And it's literally, and I just never seen it, that it's just totally being baptized in the sonship, that God's saying that, not only to King David, obviously, obviously Jesus, but that's me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that already, but that's
good. No, I didn't. The reason I was shaking my head, what was different for me this year with the Word of the Year is normally, you know, I pray about it, obviously. But I'm laying in bed one morning and I can't sleep, and I'm just like, okay, God, what's my word this year? Let's start there. Do you have anything for me? And he said, Psalm 2:7.
Oh.
I was kind of in and out of sleep, and then I woke back up and I said, was that Psalm 2:7 or Psalm 7:2? And I looked up 7:2 and I was like, ooh, I hope it's not that one. It was like, not a great one, you know, from that. So I looked up 2:7 and then it kind of hit my heart. I knew it was exactly that statement. Wow. You are my son.
That's cool.
Right. That's where he begins that seventh verse in Psalm. And so that's exactly how I went.
And that's the Psalm for today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's never done that with me on a verse before. That's how I kind of knew it was from him.
Isn't that a kind of an amazing thing that we record the word of the year for 2025 on the day that we're supposed to study that psalm?
Yeah. It means I probably should study it a little bit more.
Yeah, I love your stuff today was in Genesis. I'm so like, somebody's running a little bit behind.
No, I thought maybe a day ahead. I don't know.
7:2 is, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver.
Yeah, I was reading that and I'm like, wow. Yeah. Devour, is that my word? Getting devoured, that's my word of the year. No,
you're lying.
Yeah, I'm a lion. Maybe I'm lying. Yeah. Anyway, anyone else want to add anything before we sign off? Danny, you got anything?
Well, real quick, Robbie brought up the Bible thing that we're doing, and been a part of a group for a couple years now that read the Bible in a year. Mm-hmm. And when I brought it up to you guys, you know, we thought maybe something a little less intensive.
Right.
And at first, I'm like, oh, come on, guys.
No, that was me. I said, I can only do a chapter.
Yeah, but what it has done for me personally is it has allowed me to, and I'm thinking about all the words of the year, it's allowed me to digest it more. I can slow down a little bit, not try to cram so much in, and then move on to the next thing. And I think Andy mentioned marinated stuff a little more. And, you know, and then seeing the coolness of, you know, your word of the year, your word of the year, my word of the year, and all of it come together and it lines up in different stuff. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, it's been good. And I like going at the slower pace because for me, I want to ingest the word. I want to take it in and just let it sit there for a little while before it digests, you know, and goes on. And usually God, if I read it slow enough, God will show me things I didn't see before. You know, you show me a word, and I'm like, why is that word there? And then it'll make me dig in. You know, and my retention is so much better when I go at a slower pace like that.
So that's why I ended up going through the Psalms. I really felt like he had just put his finger on the Psalms. But typically, I'm trying to read. I'm in the study Bible, and I was just doing the Old Testament for a year, which wasn't that fast. But what is the hurry? Mm-hmm. If it takes you forever to – some people read it through every year, but – only they know whether they're getting what they need on that daily basis and stuff. People do it different ways or whatever, but I think there's something to say for just slowing down. And you may, if God points a particular book out or something, and you just need to stay in that for a while. I never had done it. I heard people doing it, but it's been life to my soul to just go through that. And I still, there's so much to the Psalms. I don't remember a lot of the stuff, but the more you go through it, the more it starts resonating, and mm-hmm. you remember it. And I don't know. It just, there's no reason. We're not in a hurry. We're not in a race. That it goes again like what we were talking about last week about we feel like we have to make everything because a year's ending, you got to finish up something and go on to something else. Well, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, it's just a date on a calendar.
It's just a date on a calendar.
Yeah. Next day, God willing, the sun's going to come up.
That's right.
You know, and it's going to be another day. Well, we want to thank you for listening. Go to masculinejourney.org to look for any upcoming events. We don't have anything there currently. We will here have something shortly, hopefully, or soon. We'll let you know when we do. If you want to reach out to any of us, go to
your email.
Email. Thank you, Andy. You're the IT guy. I'm glad to have you here. Go to your...
that's all, only purpose I serve. Yeah,
email. They go to your email, whatever it is, server, and send it to andy@masculinejourney.org, danny@masculinejourney.org, any of the names that'll get to our emails. If you have a suggestion on a topic, you have anything that you'd like us to kind of dig into, you got a great movie you'd like to recommend, we'd love to hear some of that from you. But this week, as you head out, pray about a word of the year, as I challenged you in the last show. Also, let yourself be loved by God this week in a unique way and turn into Him. We'll talk with you next week. We love you. We'll see you next week.
This is the Truth Network.